Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Happy Monday. I pray that everybody is doing well this morning and that you are ready for another time of devotion and prayer. So good morning. Happy Monday. Today, our focus is God is love. So if you have your Bibles, feel free to pull them out. I will also read the scriptures as well. You can take notes if you like as well. So today our focus is God is love. And I will be reading from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, which is one of my favorite passages in the Bible about love. So we know what love is. We know that the Bible tells us to love your neighbor as yourself. We also know that John 13, 34 states that a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. But we also know that we know God through love, and we know God through love because he gave his one and only son to die so that our sins could be forgiven and so that we may be able to have life everlasting. So I believe that that is one of the greatest demonstrations of love. If you could imagine you giving your one and only son or your child or your daughter so that the people of the world could have their sins to be forgiven or the people of the world could be able to have life everlasting. So we also know that 1 John 4 verses 7 through 11 states that, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us. God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So that is what 1 John 4 verses 7 through 11 reads. So with knowing all of that, we know that we, one, are to be like God. We are to display the same characteristics and attributes that God does. We know that we are to be Christ-like as well. And even in Ephesians, it tells us that we are to be imitators of God. We are to walk in love. We are to walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as an offering and as a sacrifice. So I just want us to just be mindful and just be more conscious of not just thinking love as like, oh, I love my mom or oh, I love my dad or I love my husband, but to truly think of and know God as love, and for us to be imitators of Christ. We know that we are to be of God. We are to be like God. We are to be Christ-like. So let us be imitators of Christ as God has called for us to be. And let us not, like I say, to just focus on loving your spouse, whoever you're in a relationship with, or your family and your friends, as you should, but also just people, like everyone in general. Let us display love to all. So we know that God is love. We know that we know God through love, but what exactly is love? So many of us know, as I've stated, that we know love as a feeling. But love is truly an action word, and it is displayed and shown as that in 1 Corinthians 13. So we know God is, we know love as an action word, and it's not always a feeling, but it is a demonstration. And we know that people can say that they love you and they can treat you the total opposite. So we know that it is very important to not just say things, but to also make sure that our actions match what our words say. So I am going to read 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 10. And I am going to read from NASB, N-A-S-B. So love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act becomingly, which is not acting rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffer or think no evil. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness or iniquity, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So we see that verse 4 starts off with telling us what love actually is. We know that love is patient. We know that love is kind. And then it also goes on to tell us what love is not. So as you read through 1 Corinthians 13, and we know that love is patient, we know that love is kind, I want you to be more conscious in seeing if what love is, if you are truly displaying that in the lives of people around you, in the lives of people that you may come in contact with. And I want you to also ask God, like, out of these characteristics of what love is and what love is not, and knowing that God is love and that we know him through love, what characteristics of love do you need to work on? Which areas of love is a true challenge for you? And I want you to ask God to help you with whatever those characteristics are that you struggle with, whether it's you not being able to be patient with other people. I can be completely honest and transparent that out of everything that we've learned and just read from 1 Corinthians 13, sometimes patience is one that is a big one for me that I need to work a little bit harder on. So just going through this and truly meditating on this passage throughout this week and knowing what love is and knowing what love is not, and making sure that we are displaying what love is and making sure that we are not rejoicing in unrighteousness, making sure that we are truly rejoicing in what is true, making sure that we are not jealous or envious of anything or anyone or any person, that we are not thinking of anything evil or thinking that we are the ones who is able to state what somebody else's punishment should be for something that they have done wrong, because we know that we fall short daily, but thank God for his grace and for his mercy. So just truly meditating on this and knowing that God is love and making sure that you are displaying this in your everyday life, not just as a word that you love people and that you love your parents and your spouse and your friends, but that you are truly displaying God's love to everyone. So that is our short time of devotion for today. And I pray that some part of this has blessed you and that you will be able to find some time to keep this scripture on your heart throughout this week. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. So if you can just humble yourselves, assume a posture of prayer, feel free to pray along with me as well. If you have any prayer requests, as always, you can put them in the comments. And many of you have been messaging them to me, and I've been praying for them afterwards. So let us go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for allowing us to be able to gather here on yet another Monday, to be able to be in your presence, to be able to come before you, to be able to have a word that you have given to us, and just asking, Lord, that you will help us to be able to keep this word in our hearts, keep this scripture on our hearts throughout this day, throughout this week, but also throughout the rest of our lives, so that we are not just people who hear the word and read the word, but that we truly apply it to our daily lives, that we are truly living it out and making sure that it is application and not just us being hearers of the word, but us truly being doers of your word, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you have woken us up yet again and just being able to start us on our way and allowing us to be able to gather here collectively for a time of devotion and prayer. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you, Lord, that you are love. We thank you, Father, for your unconditional love. We thank you for the love that you display to each and every one of us daily, oh God. We thank you, Father, just for how much you care for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your kindness towards us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your patience with us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you love us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you love us always, that no matter what we do, you still love us, oh God, that no matter how many times we mess up, that no matter how many times that we fall short, no matter how many times that we do wrong, no matter how many times that we sin, that you still love us, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that there's nothing that we can do for you to love us anymore, and there's nothing that we can do for you to love us any less, because you are what love is, that you are love. And we just thank you so much for that. We thank you, Father, that we have been able to experience you as love. We thank you, Father, that we have been able to experience the ultimate sacrifice of love, of you being able to send your one and only Son to die on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven and so that we may be able to have life everlasting with you, oh God. So for that, we say thank you. We say thank you, and we couldn't say thank you enough, oh God. So we just ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to display the same love that you display to us, for us to be able to display it to others as well, just as your word says and just as your word commands. So we just thank you, Father, for your word that teaches us about love. We thank you, Father, that we truly have been able to experience you as love. We thank you for all that you are even doing in our lives, oh God. We thank you for all that you're showing us in this season, oh God. We thank you for the love that you continue to pour out unto us daily, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a forgiving God. So we just ask right now, Father, that even in this moment, that you will begin to search our hearts and just reveal to us things that we've done, things that we've said, things that we've thought that have not been pleasing to you, oh God. And we just ask, Father, that you will forgive us, Lord. We ask that you will help us to be more Christ-like, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to truly be imitators of Christ, oh God, that whatever that we say, oh God, that it is pleasing to you, oh God, that even that each and every time that we speak, oh God, that we are led by your Holy Spirit, oh God. So help us to truly be a demonstration of the love that you have poured out unto us, oh God, that we may be able to share it with other people, oh God, that we may be able to display it as well, Father. So we just thank you for, once again, all that you're doing in and through us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you're using us, for how your word is continuing to teach us all that we need in this season, all that we need each and every day, oh God, and for everything that we need that is to come as well. We just ask, Father, that you will continue to keep us covered, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to be our protector, that you will be our shield, oh God, that you will be each and everything that we need, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to bless us, that you will continue to keep us, that you will keep us from danger seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you so much, oh God. We ask that you will continue to keep us covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask that we go, as we go about this week, oh God, that we are truly led by your Spirit in all things, oh God, that we are patient with others, oh God, that we are displaying kindness to other people, oh God, that we are not envious of what other people have, oh God. Help us to know, Father, that each and everything that you have for us, oh God, that we will receive it in your perfect timing, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you help us to be patient, oh God. We come before you daily, Father, just sharing the things that we are in need of, oh God. But I just ask, Lord, that you help us to be patient and receiving those things. Help us to know, Lord, that you are a God who hears, that you are a God who knows, that you are a God who listens, and that you are a God who answers, oh God. So help us to be fervent, oh God, in prayer. Help us not to give up when we're doing well, oh God. Help us to continue to keep pushing forward, oh God. Help us to continue to keep believing in you, oh God. Help us to stand true in our faith, oh God. Help us to not waver in our faith, that no matter what is going on around us, oh God, that we're still standing true and planted and rooted in who you are and what your word says, oh God. We just pray, Father, that you will continue to watch over us and have your hand upon us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be with our world, that you will be with our nation, oh God. Father, you know the state of our world that we are still in, but we are still believing and trusting you as our healer, oh God. We are still trusting and believing in you, oh God, as Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the ultimate healer, oh God. So we just pray right now, Father, just asking for covering for all those who have been affected by COVID-19, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will allow your healing hand to be upon each and every one of us, oh God. We just ask, Father, that anyone that has a loved one or any person that is battling and struggling to recover from this virus, oh God, we just ask, Father, that you will heal them, Lord, from the crown of their heads, oh God, to the soles of their feet, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be the one to deliver the cure that we all need, oh God, to be able to get through this pandemic, oh God, to be able to get through this crisis, oh God, and to be able to get through this virus and this pandemic, oh God. And I just ask, Father, that you will continue to help us to trust in you and to trust in you alone, oh God. We ask, Father, that your presence will just continue to just be with us. We thank you, Lord, that you are omnipresent, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are everywhere, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are omnipotent, oh God. We thank you, Father, that at any moment that we can call on your name, oh God, and that you are there for us, oh God. So help us to be in remembrance of that, oh God, of who you are, oh God, and that you are available, oh God, that you are even waiting for us to be able to cry out for the things that we stand in need of, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for who you are, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are powerful. We thank you that you're majestic, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are righteous, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are just, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that justice will be served in this earth, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be with those who are without. We thank you, Lord, that you are our provider, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that no matter what it is that we stand in need of, oh God, that you have already given us each and everything that we need, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you've given us breath, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that even in the pandemic, that you've given us joy in our hearts, oh God. And we ask, Father, that daily that you will continue to shower us, oh God, that you will continue to shower us with unspeakable joy, oh God. May we truly feel an overflow of your presence and your love on this week, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to cover this nation, oh God, that you will continue to humble us, oh God, that you will help us all to be able to confess our sins daily, oh God, to repent of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, that are not aligned with you, oh God, that are not aligned with your word, oh God. Help us to truly have a heart of repentance, Father. So we thank you for all that you are doing, even the things that we don't even know that you're doing, the things that you're working on behind the scenes, oh God. We just thank you so much for who you are, oh God, and so much for what you are doing, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there are blessings that are waiting ahead for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there are blessings that we will receive on today, oh God, that have our name on it, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that everything that you have for us to receive, that we will receive it, oh God. We know, Father, that just as you have plans, oh God, that the enemy has plans as well, oh God. But we just ask, Father, that whatever plans and strategies and schemes and tactics that the enemy has planned over our lives, over this day, oh God, over this week, over this month, over our lives, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you will help us daily to be able to put on the full armor of God, oh God, so that we are able to stand against the evil schemes of the enemy, oh God, that whenever the enemy's plans or tactics try to rise, Lord, that we are able to cast them down by your word, oh God. Help us to know what your word says, oh God, so that we are able to fight back with it, oh God, so that we're able to fight back with the sword of the Spirit, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word that you've given us, oh God. Help us to hold it close to our hearts, oh God. Anything that tries to come up against us, oh God, we're so thankful that we have your word to cast it down, oh God. So we just ask, Lord, that any plans that the enemy has, that you will just bind and cast them out right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. So help us not to just know what your word says, but to truly believe it, oh God, to truly stand firm, planted, and rooted in it, oh God, for your word to be our foundation, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to bless us. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father, for your favor. We ask, Lord, that you will shower us with a double portion of your favor on this week, oh God. We pray, Father, even for this week, for signs, miracles, and wonders, oh God, because we know that you are a miraculous God. We know, Lord, that you are able to turn things around in our lives, oh God, that you are able to turn it around in a matter of seconds and a matter of minutes, oh God. So we just ask and stand right now, Lord, just believing in miracles for this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that we may be able to experience you, oh God, in a new way on this week, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the testimonies that you are birthing in each and every one of us, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for the many blessings and miracles that we will receive on this week. So we thank you once again. We praise you. We give you all the thanks, all the praise, and all the glory. It is in your Son's Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in again for another week of prayer and devotion. I will see you all next Monday. And as always, I know a lot of people are private and don't want to put their prayer requests in the comments, which is absolutely fine. I know, like I stated, many of you have been sending them to me via email and DM as well. So I would love to pray with you and for you. I pray that you all have a blessed, amazing week and that you find some time this week to meditate on the scripture and allow it to speak to you and allow God to share some things with you that you may need to work on as far as demonstrating love in your life and to others as well. So I love you all. Have a blessed and amazing Monday, and I will see you all next Monday. Have a great day.
Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antwine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.